Time Loop 59, W.K. Green, Terminator, The Sarah Connor Chronicles. Cameron charges up the abandoned building, reaching the door just as John comes running out and catches him. "John, what is the situation?" Cameron asks, a hint of anxiousness in her impassive voice as she scans the abandoned building, trying to find Sarah, but the reinforced concrete exterior of the building inhibits her scans. John is looking back the way he came. "She's back there!" A scream of pain cuts through the air before John can finish his sentence. "Sarah!" Cameron gasps in sheer pain as she hears Sarah's scream and starts moving towards the sound. Her sensors now locked in on Sarah's location when John grabs her arm. "Wait, Cameron! You can't go up there! Cromartie is up there with 3 other Terminators!" John looks stressed with 4 Terminators working together to kill him, and knowing that Cameron has troubles with just handling one. "You can't take 4 Terminators! We have to go get help! Derek! Jesse! The other Resistance fighters!" Cameron pulls her arms free of John's grip easily. "I cannot leave Sarah behind. She's my heart!" Cameron's posture subtly changes, becoming less stiff, smoother, her eyes becoming more focused and emotional. "What do you mean she's your heart?" John asks, shocked. Looking closer at Cameron, he notices the subtle shifts in her posture, losing the mechanical stiffness and looking more natural, seeing the motion filling her eyes. "You've been pretending to be a Terminator? You aren't just a Terminator, are you? You love my mother?" John is thunderstruck by the revelation that hits him like a 2x4 to the back of the head. Cameron smiles and nods. Her focus snaps back, completely on Sarah when they hear Cromartie call out,
"John, get back here if you want to save your mother."
And Sarah screamed as the Terminator stepped on her body. John steps in front of Cameron as she starts to go up again. "Cameron, you can't go against 4 Terminators!" John keeps his hands to himself, considering the anger that is radiating from Cameron's impassive face, her eyes switching back and forth between blue and red as she holds control of herself. "I'm going up there and kicking their asses! I am much, much better fighter than I've reviewed so far." Cameron looks at John firmly. "You're to run now and find a safe place to wait for Sarah and me. The Jeep is out front." Cameron hands John the keys, her hands twitching as she barely keeps herself from rushing immediately to Sarah's rescue. John looks angry about being dismissed. "Fine, if you're staying, I am too. I can help you." Cameron shakes her head. "Not right now. In the future you will. Now you cannot. And as long as you're free, they're not going to kill Sarah. Once they catch you, both of you are dead. I can either protect you or save Sarah, not both." Cameron stays empathically, her blue eyes turning to face John with a hint of sympathy. Sarah screams again, and John flinches as Cameron's eyes turn red. "Go! I will save my heart!" Cameron pushes John out of the door and towards the Jeep, and charges towards the stairway. John stumbles towards the Jeep, slightly off balance from Cameron's push. Catching his balance, he jumps into the Jeep and drives away, tires squealing as he accelerates away. Not liking leaving, but unable to refute Cameron's assessment, he decided to drive around close by and be ready to come to their help as soon as they call him. Cameron charges up the steps, analyzing the structural integrity of the building. Running down a short corridor, she examines the room Sarah is being held in. It is a rather large, empty room, and she immediately focuses on Sarah, cataloging her injuries with her heat sensors. Sarah has 1 snapped rib and 3 fractured ones, all mendable. She rounds the corner and comes face to face with the 4 Terminators, who are trying to engage her. Cameron's glowing red eyes analyze the Terminators, all of them big and muscular to hide the T-8's frames. Only obvious distinctive features between them is their hair, brown, blonde, black, and the Cromartie with dirty blonde. Sarah is breathing hard, repressing the pain as she looks up at Cameron, feeling her presence. "What are you doing here? You're supposed to protect John!" The 4 Terminators lock on Cameron, and 3 charge at Cameron, having come to the conclusion simultaneously that if they destroy her, they remove the biggest obstacle to terminating John Connor. Cromartie raises the M16 he took from Sarah and releases a stream of bullets at Cameron on full automatic. The first second passes. Cameron slides to the side, the stream of bullets missing her. Raising her pistol, her first shot takes out Cromartie's M16. Her second shot hits him in the upper thigh. Cameron ducks under the arms of the blonde Terminator. Her third shot hits Cromartie's upper thigh in the exact same place as the second shot. The brown hair and black hair Terminators find themselves on the wrong side of the blonde Terminator to attack Cameron. The second passes. Sarah, adrenaline spiking in her blood as everything slows down and all the pain goes away, notices that Cameron's last 2 shot hit the exact same place on the Cromartie's body, and snaps her cuffed hands over her head and places the cufflinks against the Cromartie's thigh. Cromartie tosses the M16 aside, bracing itself against the jarring impact of bullets against the thigh close to her hip, and balancing it enough to keep it from charging forward. Cameron spins around the brown Terminator's punch to her stomach and snaps off a forced shot that snaps the links on Sarah's cuffs as it pounds into Cromartie's upper thigh again, and in one smooth, continuous motion, tosses the .45 to the left of Sarah and catches the black-haired Terminator's punch, takes the force of the punch, spinning with it, and flipping the Terminator up in the air and crashing down through the hard wood floor, sending up a cloud of dust and wood splinters. As the blonde Terminator recovers from missing Cameron, the brown Terminator is in its way, which has to dodge the flying black-haired Terminator. The 3rd second passes. Cromartie pushes Sarah to the left and leaps over the hole towards Cameron. Sarah rolls with a push, picks up a long 2x4 from a pile of debris and swings at the Cromartie's ankles as he leaps. The 2x4 shatters but manages to tip him over to fall face first into the hole. Cameron spins around and redirects the blonde Terminator's first punch. Spins away from the brown hair Terminator's punch. She takes the blonde hair Terminator's second punch and aims it directly at the brown hair Terminator, causing it to stumble back. 4 second passes. Cameron kicks the blonde Terminator's knees, damaging its knee joint and sending it stumbling aside as she spins around the brown hair Terminator's straight punch and using its forward momentum to send it crashing through the wall. Plaster getting pulverized and adding to the dust in the air, she slams through the wall, tearing and exposing power cables that spark as they swing in the air. Sarah scrambles and picks up the .45. Cromartie jumps up through the hole in the floor and lands on the edge of the stable flooring as the black terror terminator charges up the stairs that Cameron has come up. 5th second passes. Sarah recognizes that the Terminators are using linear attacks and depends on their raw power as Cameron uses circular motions, using their strength against them, and fires off 2 shots, hitting Cromartie in the knee and tipping him back into the hole. Cameron spins inside the blonde Terminator's swinging punch, grabbing its head and twisting. There's a horrible screeching as metal tears, and the blonde Terminator's legs snap into the air and catch the black hair Terminators in the chest. Cameron lets loose of the blonde Terminator's head, which is twisted nearly backwards, losing motor control, its limbs flailing, entangling the black hair Terminator and sending them both to the ground. The brown hair Terminator comes crashing back through the wall and swings at Cameron, who's still spinning as the blow glances past her delicate-looking jaw. The 6th second passes. Sarah rolls away from the hole in the floor, firing down into it to keep the Cromartie from jumping up, ending up by a power cable that has been exposed. The black hair Terminator tosses the flailing blonde Terminator at Cameron, who ducks backwards under it as it crashes into and through another wall, adding more plaster dust to the air. The brown hair Terminator slamming a fist down to where Cameron's head is, but she keeps bending backwards to impossible angles to let the fist just miss her. Her body bent backwards, displaying an incredible sense of balance as she leans backwards from her hip joint and arching her back gracefully into a full bridge, her head pointing downward as one lap steps up to catch the brown hair Terminator in the face and sending it flying backwards and through another wall. As Cameron continues her backward motion, cartwheeling to her feet, Cromartie charges the staircase, as several bullets impact it in the back, as it charges past the hole in the ceiling, its knees slowing it down. 7 second passes. Cameron redirects the first punch the black hair Terminator snaps up, spins around its second punch, and uses its force to throw its punch across the room to land it face down close to Sarah. Sarah catches a sparking power cable and slams it into the head of the black hair Terminator's skull, its body spasms as it short circuits, going to reboot mode. The brown hair Terminator comes charging at Cameron's back, who spins and rolls backwards with its charge, and flips it with her feet into the Cromartie as it comes around the corner. 8 second passes. Cameron continues her roll to end on her feet and twists the side as Cromartie pushes to its feet and uses the momentum to toss the brown hair Terminator at her. The brown hair Terminator reaches out for Cameron and she reaches out, grabbing its wrists and spinning around to use it as a bat against Cromartie, who goes flying through several walls from the combined force of its throw and Cameron's swing. Sarah releases the power cable as it heats up and sends 2 shots into the back of the black hair Terminator's head, where its CPU is located. The 9 second passes. Cromartie leaves the building, calculating that its odds of survival are too low to continue this fight, with 2 of the other Terminators already out of the battle. Sarah empties the clip into the back of the black hair Terminator's head. The black hair Terminator twists its hand around and grabs Cameron's wrist, pulling her towards it, having leverage now that it was on the floor. Cameron goes with the pull and slams her elbow into its face, snapping its head back and embedding it into the floor. Cameron pushes off the floor with both her feet and uses the grip the brown hair Terminator is keeping on her wrist to swing up, around, and into the main support structure of the building, bending it backwards, sending its circuit into overload as it collapses into the floor. The 10th second passes. Cameron leaps back onto the back of the brown hair Terminator, grabs its head, and twists hard, snapping its head clear off, blood from the organic exterior splurting out. Sarah is breathing hard as she points her empty .45 around the room looking for the next threat. 11th second passes. Cameron stands and scans. Camardi has left. We have neutralized the current threat. Cameron walks over to the rebooting black hair Terminator and snaps his head off. Sarah is panting hard as time returns to normal. Her hands are shaking as she works to control the adrenaline running through her system. My God, how did you learn to do that? When did you learn to fight like that? Cameron looks at Sarah as her eyes turn blue. You taught me to fight like this in my past. As Sarah's confused look. I will explain later. We must gather these Terminators and destroy them. Call John. He is at the Jeep. Cameron tosses her cell phone to Sarah, who catches it automatically. I'm going to need to set your ribs soon. The adrenaline is wearing off, and the pain will return. Cameron speaks softly to Sarah as she goes to terminate the spasming blonde Terminator. Sarah clenches her teeth as she's already feeling the pain returning. Catching the phone not having helped. Do it now, Cameron. Cameron walks back to Sarah, who leans into the wall with her good side. Cameron feels around Sarah's ribs softly until she finds the right place and pushes. Sarah screams as her ribs slide back into place. Cameron reaches over, rips the black hair Terminator's shirt off, and uses it as material and starts to bind Sarah's ribs back into place. Sarah's hissing in pain as she blinks back tears, dropping the cell phone. Cameron finishes binding Sarah's ribs as she calls John with her internal wireless capabilities. John, it is now safe to return, but watch out. Cromarty escaped and is still on the loose. She appears to listen for a moment. Sarah's fine. She has a broken rib and needs to get back home to rest. Cameron closes the connection, ending the call before John could start questioning her as she turns to Sarah, who's looking at her strangely. I'm a highly advanced cybernetic organism. Of course I have wireless capabilities. Cameron picks up the phone and pockets it. Sarah hisses in annoyance. And do all Terminators have wireless capabilities? At Cameron's nod, Sarah looks very irritated. And why didn't you tell me this before? Because you took all the necessary precautions to keep wireless communication secure, Cameron stated simply. John will be here in a minute. I will help you down, and you will go home with him while I steal a truck for transporting the Terminators. Sarah hisses as she looks at Cameron, wondering what else she had been hiding from her. You do your thing, girlie. I'll get down Sarah on my own. Sarah grits her teeth as she starts levering herself to her feet. But you have a lot of answers to provide when we get home to miss. Cameron makes several abortive attempts to pick up and carry Sarah, but knows that Sarah would not accept that from her yet. She hovers behind Sarah until Sarah glowers at her. Get back to work, Tim Miss. I can walk on my own. Sarah hisses through her pain as she staggers slowly, one hand bracing against a wall for support, her other arm cradling her ribs. Cameron nods her head as she takes a step back and follows Sarah down, ready to leap forward and catch her if she stumbles. Sarah rolls her eyes as Cameron keeps following her down, just from a step back instead of breathing down her neck. She was in too much pain to argue. Cameron follows Sarah with concern in her impassive faith and stays with her to make sure she doesn't fall into shock until John arrives, watching as Sarah steps into the Jeep. John, she needs pain medication, and once the adrenaline finishes running its course, she's probably going to pass out from exhaustion and pain. But she will be all right. The rib is properly set. John nods as he looks at his mother worriedly, seeing the pain she's holding back etched into her face as she glares at her self-appointed nursemaid. If she passes out before you get home, leave her in the Jeep and I will carry her to bed when I get home. I will not pass out before I get home, thank you very much. Sarah hisses in pain and glares at Cameron, but can't help feeling soothed by Cameron's care. Got it. John nods as he drives off carefully with his mother, but knowing later he's going to get more answers from Cameron and have ammunition to tease his mother with. Cameron watches John drive off, and then turns to the task of gathering and transferring the deactivated Terminators back to their home when she can burn them down to slag.